All right, going to announce the winner of the bar fight tonight. We're going to announce our listener winner and the winner. And what's the name of the show? There's a show on NFL Network called We the Fans. It just shows a bunch of drunks. That's cool. That's cool. I mean, I can dig that. Who can't get into that, you know? In the heyday of my Ram fandom, holy Jesus. Is there really a football team anywhere in the NFL whose hardcore fans aren't just a raging bunch of, you know, drunks? But it's called We the Fans, Section 250. It's on. Is that ESPN? It's on ESPN. Goddamn, man. Baseball's here, and the Cubs. It'll be interesting. It'll kind of be interesting to follow the Cubs this year. You know, I don't know what it is. Maybe my old age. You know, I think baseball is a young man's game, and it's an old man's game. I think young kids love baseball, and old guys like me start to love baseball. And I know there's a lot of people in between. Let me see here. That may re-explain the concept. Those of you who didn't catch it over the next few weeks, we're running a little... Anyway, we'll be pitching Arizona against... I let you guys decide who went in a bar fight this week. The matchup was... boy, this was a landslide. Build attention and a draw. All right, cool. Should I tell you guys my BSPs? You don't want me to tell you. You want to hear it on the show, don't you? I ain't going to be... I know all about... Spoiler alert and all that. All right, let's turn down World War II, man, because, you know, I've revisited for the first time in years. I've revisited the military channel. It's now called the American Heroes channel. And I hadn't been on that channel in a long time. Just kind of, I got it out of my system, you know, the whole World War II thing. Or they used to call it the Hitler channel. Maria's going to, she's going on a cruise tomorrow with Catherine. And they're going, she's got the bad hips, man. You know, she's not getting hip replacement until June. And I said to her, what? You know, what are you doing? She said, don't worry about it. That's why they got wheelchairs. I'm like, oh, great. You know, so Catherine's going to be in charge of her. Awesome. Will you miss me when I'm gone? And I'm gone. So I went to my acting class today, man. Did my scene. I did good. You know, they said I did good. Any, what do you call producers? Any kind of movie? Anybody do that shit? I'm a fucking actor now. Hey, man, hire my ass. Hire my ass. I'll hold my own with any motherfucker out there. I hold my own with fucking, what's the man? Denzel Washington. God damn it. So Bill O'Reilly back, you know, Bill O'Reilly is going to be in the news. And I ordinarily, you know, I'm like, you know, I get it already, okay? So O'Reilly fucked up and he's, you know, he's this, that, and something else. But, and I probably would do like one day or something. Maybe we'd do it as you like to hear him, a Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, that's it.
Me when I'm gone.
We asked you guys to make your case and comments. I'm going to read a few of my favorites here, and then that's my favorite argument. And this will be private. Okay, I'll make it a best of 2005 digital download. How about the best of Ted Bell? Fawn up in this motherfucker. What do you think about Mavis coming on tonight and saying, you know?
I want to tell you, I think what is happening to Bill O'Reilly is very bad.
You think it's bad?
I think it's very bad. I think he's been very badly served. I think he had a knife stuck in him by a Fox and a Murdoch, those Murdoch. I wouldn't throw them as far as I could spit into a hurricane. I wouldn't go to heaven on a round-trip ticket with them goddamn Murdochs. And I tell you what, you can tell them Murdoch from me. They fucked over Bill O'Reilly.
Now watch the language.
No, hold on now. You fucked over Bill O'Reilly.
Mavis.
But Mr. Henry, I'm getting tired of having people caution me and scold me like I'm a child. I'm a grown woman. I taught school for 41 years. And on top of all that bullshit, I raised 3 sons and I got a good-for-nothing nephew living with me.
But what is her essential point of a Bill of Rights? I didn't sleep last night. I got up early this morning, drove into Burbank. I don't know if you've ever been to Burbank, California, but it has some of the greatest restaurants, you know, and it's a very, 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 very middle class. I mean, it's really working, I'd say working class, maybe middle class, working class, but it's got all these great fucking hot dog stands and barbecue places and taco stands and fucking just a phenomenal place, German food restaurants, and just anywhere, man. But basically Magnolia. I don't know what I did to my shoulder either. It's fucking hurting me. Magnolia is really Magnolia, Olive. And I'm not just talking around, like, in Burbank, there's NBC, Disney is there, Warner Brothers is there, and I forget what else, that you can see these studios. You see them off the freeway. When you get into Burbank, though, you drive away from them, and you're just in Burbank. Oh, you know what? Was I in Burbank? Yeah, I was in Burbank. It was like northern Burbank, because it gets up near North Hollywood. Anyway, driving over to my class today, and look at all these places, man. If I wasn't on a goddamn diet, I swear to God, when I hit 210, you know, and then Dr. Emery, I just had my physical, and he's like, Phil, got to get down to 225. He says just 225. I said, no, doc, I was at 210. Well, okay, but, you know, so I'm getting there, man. I'm under 235 finally, because I got to be honest with you. Since I hooked up with Maria again, and she's cooking me dinners, forget it. And a lot of you longtime listeners remember how fat I got when I was married. Well, it ain't going to happen again. Because I tell her, I just said, I can't, you know, because she cooks some, man, she rattles in pots and pans. Anyway, look at all these places. And then you see all these little acting studios, or you see these little tiny improv clubs, and they're not really big improv places, like maybe the Comedy Store or the Hollywood Improv. They're little, you get the sense, this is just for actors to go and to work in. They're all over the place. And I was asking somebody, I said, how long has Burbank been like this? Because Johnny Carson moved his show to Los Angeles in 1971. And that was the first, I really believe that was the first nationally produced live TV show. You know, I mean, for national distribution in L.A. Most everything was out of New York. And I'm trying to think of, before Carson, what was originated in L.A.? I mean, if anything, it couldn't have been more than one or two other shows. That's it, man. So what was Burbank like before NBC? NBC was in Hollywood at one time. It was right at the corner of Sunset and Vine. And I still remember the building. And I don't remember a lot of the building, but I remember, because I was really fucking young. And when they finally moved out of there, I hadn't been near NBC in a long time, but it became a home savings and loan. It became a savings and loan. You know what happened to them, but... So NBC moved to Burbank, and then shortly thereafter, I think the Carson show moved out here, and that, you know, and did their thing out of Burbank, and then all kinds of original shows were being produced. See, I'm not talking about shows were being produced out here. Well, maybe that's what I'm talking about. Okay, shows were being produced out here, but live shows like the Tonight Show had not yet done, but everything was in Hollywood, and NBC was in Hollywood. So what was Burbank before? Oh, the Warner Brothers was out there. Okay, never mind. Just shut me up. Slap me and just tell me to shut up. Forget it. Warner Brothers out there. ABC is out there now with Disney. CBS is still down in Hollywood. Oh, fuck. My goddamn arm. Shoulder. Okay. Anyway. Slept like shit last night. Always sleep like shit before I gotta be someplace early. It's the way I torture myself. Oh, damn Yankees.
Let's not waste any more time.
All right, but I want to leave a note for my wife first.
Goodbye, old girl.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
This is the manager of the Washington Senators talking to his players. Because
a great slugger we haven't got.
And these are the players now telling the manager how much they suck.
We haven't got.
But he's saying to them, you know, because they're the Washington Senators, they always get beat by the Yankees.
What do we got? We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
It's an old musical from the 50s.
We've got heart.
You guys know the story of Damn Yankees?
Mister, 'cause we've got home.
All right, I gotta get to work. So anyway, what the hell did you just do, Henry? Okay. And Dr. Ron Turner. Marilyn Donnelly. Now, what is somebody who is transgender? Someone who's transgender was female or male and became, you know, the gender reassignment, right? Marilyn Donnelly.
Oh, hello, Phil. I'm Marilyn Donnelly. I am transgender, but I'm LGBTQTPB. Bill O'Reilly, as much as I would, just I found him amusing.
All right, so, and then we got John Jerryman was going to sing You Gotta Have a Heart. Well, maybe he had to sing that. That's pretty funny. A great slugger we haven't got. A great pitcher we haven't got. Nope. Why is it putting me over there? Oh, you want me to? Oh, I dig. Music Unlimited, $7.99 or $7.99 for Prime members. What the fuck is this? What the fuck? Mr. You. You gotta have miles and miles and miles. Oh, shit. Look what I just did. I just did something really dumb, didn't I? God damn it. Man. Berkeley cancels Ann Coulter over safety fears. But as for Tesla, he's fucking his nation. How Trump has shaken up Korea. Neighbors. Tillerson slams Iran as destabilizing force in the Middle East. Aaron Hernandez found dead. Trump administration defends how it describes ship movements amid North Korean tensions. Durant leaves Tom Brady out of his remarks. Are you ready for that? That's how petty Donald Trump is. Because Tom Brady wasn't there. He left him out of his... Be a fucking man, okay? Be the president. Hey, you know what? The guy's got a hard on for me. I'm going to be a magnanimous person. I love the team, and I will give Tom Brady his due. What's the Trump's ego? He is, the guy is such a fucking woman. Excuse me for putting it that way, but, you know, I don't mean to slam against women, but guys understand what I'm saying. All right, well, let's see. Okay, so we have, as you like to hear them, Mavis Leonard and Steve Ozell and John German. Ah, fuck. And we also have the winner. Okay, now, I want to, excellent, new message. I wonder what, why I feel like I'm sweating my nuts off. That. We have this here. Actually, you know, you've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
Mister, you can be.
Wait a minute.
Na 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 na. You gotta have and.
Come on, motherfucker.
Go, man. Don't do it, Barnes. Don't do it, man. 30 years for killing an enlisted man. Don't fucking do it, Barnes.
God damn it, dude. How much? Oh, you fucking motherfucker. No. This ain't working, bitch. Wait a minute. Come on. We gotta get going here, motherfucker. All right? Get your ass going here. Christ on a fucking crutch. What the hell is that? You fucking God, fuck! And I got that motherfucker there. Okay, so that's good. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. How can I be there, man? Oh, man. Tomorrow's Thursday, isn't it? Goddamn motherfucker. I better get that shit ready. I mean, get that shit ready. I only have a shit pile load of stuff to do tomorrow.